Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi everybody, welcome back to The Shift. This week's episode is with Daniel McKenna. You might know him as the Irish Yank on Instagram, and he has an app out. I think it's Irish Yank app or the Irish Yank. And yes, I'll put the link in the bio, but he's actually I've three episodes up on the Patreon, and he's actually my most recent guest. But because he's doing a marathon for New Year's Day, I figured I should put this up as soon as possible in case anybody wants to do that. You can just sign up on his app. You don't even have to be in Ireland. It is in Ireland, but you can do it all over the world and just log in via the app. So that's like a really fun thing to be able to participate in something that's not necessarily where you live. So that's really cool. But if you want to see the other two apps that I recorded a month ago, just haven't had a chance to put out yet, one is with Carmen Lagala and one is with Blair Dawson. They're up on the Patreon and I'll put them out over the Christmas or as the holidays, as people say as well. So the videos are up there too, patreon.com/theshiftpodcast, and it's pay what you want. And then I have bonus material and kind of like Q&A from the audience for my special is up there as well, and then I'll be working on a solo episode for up there too. And thank you so much to everybody who watched the special. If you haven't, it's on YouTube, but it did way better than expected, so I really, really appreciate all of the support. And then if you bought tickets for Dublin, it's already sold out, so that's really great. Nice to have sold out in advance, so again, really appreciate that and thank you so much. And just doing the one show because I'd already been there in October, and I'm working on similar material, some new stuff but kind of similar material. So next time. And also I just wanted a break, you know, it's been so busy, which is great, can't complain, but yeah, just wanted a little break. And then what else? This episode we just have the chat about being Irish, chat about dating Irish versus dating people who aren't from Ireland, obviously being Irish in New York and kind of pursuing your dreams. We chatted about that too. And then the only thing I was thinking back, and I can't really remember what I said, but I was feeling guilty because obviously I was talking about how like there could be sometimes like I miss the banter on dates I have here, but that's just my experience with the dates I have here. I obviously have like a lot of American friends that are great banter, so I don't used to think that I'm just it was just a generalization from my experience of dates, because obviously Leland, thank God, is great crack and he can take the slag and whew. So it was funny, I was talking to my friend and I was just like slagging Leland and he loves it, like he'll laugh so hard when I roast him. And she was like, God, like, and she has an American boyfriend, but she was like, like, I'm so jealous because if I said any of that stuff to my American boyfriend, he would just break up with me immediately. And then I was talking to Leland afterwards and he was like, no, it's funny, I like it. So, oh, thank God. But yeah, so we chat all about that and kind of like Irish men over here in New York and how people love their accent and all. And yeah, but make sure to sign up to Daniel's app. He's such a sweetheart and he's always coming out to all the Irish comedy shows here and gigs. He actually came to my special, and I have in the Patreon a clip where I'm talking to him in the audience, so that's kind of fun. And I'll just put all of it in the description, but other than that, enjoy this episode and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
And then me, hello, I'll be here like this, I think that's good. Fuck it.
Fuck okay. It.
And I'll have that under the chair in case.
Fuck it.
I know.
You just ran pure dub there. Like, you're not even dub.
Well, Leaslove thinks it's Dublin. Did you know?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So this is going over here. You are going... Wait,
hello,
okay.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Why can I see the red? Wait, will you shout into it?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay. Yeah, no, Lisa thinks it's Dublin. But it's half Dublin, half country. That's why the accent's so messed up.
Yeah, it doesn't know what. It doesn't know if it's coming or going.
Yeah, because half the people... So for American listeners, this is Daniel McKenna. And we were just talking... He was saying I got really dub because I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. But I was saying where I'm from is a small town with Hewlett-Packard and Intel. So there was loads of jobs.
Congratulations.
Here, I think I don't like where I'm from. I never even go back to visit there. But
she is like, fuck it, I'm not going back.
No. Once I got out of there, I was like, goodbye. But because Dublin was so expensive to live in, I feel like a lot of dubs left there and came to Leaslip because it's a drive-in, and a lot of country people came to Leaslip because it's a drive-in to Dublin. So the accent is like very dub / country, I feel. It's nearly neutral, and then you'll hear like some like country words or dub words.
Right. I don't spend that much time down there, so I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Down there. I can't even do your accent.
No, nobody can. Nobody can. I find it impossible. Well, Americans doing an Irish accent is... You can never do it, but...
And the fact that like we have completely different accents.
Yeah.
But they just think it's this one...
We're like an hour and a half away from each other, if even.
And then they'll be like, oh, you don't have an Irish accent. And I'm like, I do have a fucked up one, but it's still an Irish accent.
There is a lot of Irish accents.
Yeah.
There is a lot.
When Leland met my granduncle is... So my family live in Lamford, so it's like really country.
That's
it's real like pronouncing the vowels.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Katie.
Yeah, it's like a dragged out. Yeah.
And so my granduncle was talking to my dad and Leland was like, oh, is he speaking Irish? And I was like, no, he's just really heavily accented. But he just talks like, and then my dad will respond back in the kind of grunts too.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it
absolutely.
Feels very like, it does feel like a different language.
When I go home, like as soon as I enter like Irish airspace, I'm back Ireland. I'm Irish again, like fully blown, like Monaghan country. Well, lads, how's it going? What's the crack? As soon as I enter Irish airspace, and then it takes like 2 weeks when I come back here.
Yeah.
It takes like 2 weeks to climatize talking to Yanks again.
And you have to too, because...
We really do, because it's like... They don't... It's just,
they don't understand
what we're saying.
Like, I hate that when people post on my clips, they'll be like, oh, why are you using that word? Or, oh, you sound American or whatever. But it's like... I'm just using tuna because if I say tuna, their heads will explode.
This actually happened last night. I was with my friend Ben and Lindsay, and we wanted to go get a burger. We were walking down to the West Village, and I goes, "Look, come on, we'll go over here to Emily's." And I rang ahead because I knew they don't take reservations, but I wanted to see if they had room for walking.
Yeah.
So I rang. I was like, "Hey, well, have you a room for three?" And I give the woman the benefit of the doubt. It was busy. You could hear the busy in the background, but at the same time, like, you can hear me on the phone. Like,
yeah.
And I had it on speaker, so Ben and Lindsay could hear what was happening. God love her. She was just like, "No reservations. You can walk in." I'm like, "Yeah, but have you room for three people? Can we sit down?" And she's like, "No reservations. You can walk in." I'm like,
what?
I turned to Ben. I'm like, "I'm speaking English here, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, but like, they're not understanding you at all."
Why is it as well when they don't understand, they get louder? It's so funny because it's like, you're the one not understanding me.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be like, "I don't understand." And you're like, no, I'm just saying like, oh, like footpath. So we say, I'm saying footpath, you know, the thing on the side of the road. And they're like, "I don't understand." Yeah. And you're like, getting louder isn't going to, I don't understand that.
It is,
how they make the correlation with like their hearing versus... Well, it doesn't make sense.
It's like when you're driving up somewhere and you have the radio blast and you turn it down to see better.
Yeah. I guess maybe to concentrate or something. I don't know. Yeah, no, you have to. I do. Like, I'll feel like on stage, it does feel like I'm being bilingual sometimes because I'll be like, oh, yeah, so he took a hurl out of the boot. So we say boot, they say trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, oh, it's, you know, like a trunk and a hurl. Oh, it's like a hockey stick.
Trying to explain a hurl,
I saw, but I like, I want to tell this story, so I have to like,
But whatever.
It's like two stories you have to tell it to the Irish and yeah, you tell it to Americans.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I go back to Ireland, I have to like, there's so many things I can cut, or I'm like, oh, I don't have to explain this about Irish history for them to, for me to talk about this bit. Yeah. So like, I'm working on a bit now where I have to be like, I have to explain Irish history in 30 seconds for them to get the bit. So I'm like, the Brits colonized us, they took all the food, it was very easy genocide. And then fast forward, 1916, there was these women and they were called Cumann na bAn, and you know, see,
like, and we won, and
then, yeah, and then so it's all to get to a point of why Irish people don't do therapy.
Yeah. that's
because there's a history to why.
I always say that Irish males will take it to the grave. Like,
yeah,
we're not going to talk about feelings.
I know.
Not going to therapy.
I know. Never heard of her. I'm working on a bit now where it's like, I say how crazy it is that I think I will say before I say this, I do think America's right with therapy. I think New York has gone a bit too far. But I definitely think Ireland, like, clearly, as we saw with the what's going on in Dublin, those men need therapy, okay? They need to go talk to someone about their fucking feelings and calm down because they've gone a little mental. Saying, I want my city back, so I'm going to burn it to the ground, makes no sense. And that is a textbook uni therapy case, okay?
Imagine how long, right? So they have people in New York here who go to therapy and like maybe going for like a year, let's say, you know, to go through this wee problem they have.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how long it would take for Ireland to fix their problems with therapy?
When I hear what some people go for therapy,
like 300 years.
100%. When I hear what some Americans go to therapy about, and like fair play to them and good that they're getting it all out, but when they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm going because of," and they say it, I'm like, "Ah, lads, this is
stop."
You know, like.
Stop.
Good that you're going, but if you're going over that, then every Irish person I've ever met needs to be in intensive therapy.
Intensive care, yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, the fact that here they go to it and then they pay for it. They tell you they're going to it and then they go to it and then they tell you what they said in it.
Yeah.
So they talk about their feelings and then they pay to talk about their feelings and then they tell you what they paid to talk about their feelings. And that always kind of blew my mind because in Ireland, it's like you can't even talk about your feelings. Never mind, pay somebody
and then tell them what you talk
about. And then then go back and be like, hey, I was talking about my feelings. It's mad. But I definitely go to therapy. Everybody's listening. I'm a big, but I'm also like, you can stop. Like I remember I went to therapy here and then I stopped when I was like, there's nothing else I need to talk about. It's literally as soon as I went and was like, yeah, I'm annoyed about whatever. And then I was like, oh, I feel better now. But like my American friends were like, no, you should go to therapy for the rest of your life. And I was like, if I keep going, I'll be looking for things. Like I'll start fighting with my boyfriend just to have something to talk about.
You have an appointment at 3:00. You come to the boyfriend, fight with me. I need something to talk about.
Like, I don't like the way your toes look or something. What will I do?
Why are you dressing like that? And then one of the funnier parts was like whenever they say, you never guess what my therapist said.
I know.
I'm like, stop.
Yeah, yeah. And then like if they say like, will I talk to you about you to my therapist? I'm like, I don't think I should know this.
Can
I call her? Because she's only here on your side.
Yeah, I know, right? What are you? What shite?
Who is she?
You smack talking me? Yeah. Fucking slagging the shite of you.
I know. It's funny. I remember this guy, American guy, who... I guess he was he didn't get like slagging and stuff, and we were like he was a friend of my boyfriend's, and my boyfriend was slagging him too, and like Leland's great, he loves this, well, to a certain extent, but like he's good at like the crack and roast banter and all that stuff, but it was like little things. It was something, the way he said something, I slagged him over it because he was saying like he was pronouncing a certain race of people a weird way that nearly sounded racist. So I was laughing, just being like, because it was obviously his accent, but I was like, you probably shouldn't be pronouncing the word that way.
Yeah.
And then anyway, fast forward to ages later, he was like, oh, can we talk? You know, that really like hurt my feelings or whatever. And I was like, but Leland was saying it too. And I was like, you also slag me for the way I say 33. Like, why is it okay to slag an Irish accent? And he was like, well, I talk to my therapist and I think it's issues with my mother. But anyway, so I spent 3 hours listening to this guy's issues with his mother and how it related to him feeling sexist and how it related to his anger towards me and not my boyfriend. And the whole time I was there thinking, I fucking paid for this coffee.
Yeah.
I bought this man a coffee and I have to listen to this. I'll never get that $7 back. Coffee's expensive. That was what I was thinking the whole time.
$7.38 or something.
Yeah. Probably more.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that where I think it can go a bit too far. Yeah, like just draw. Just
you gotta be. Hey, if you can give it, you gotta be fit to take it.
Yeah. If you're slagging me over 33.
Yeah, and you do have a real 33.
I have a real.
I say 33.
You say it proper. The I shouldn't say proper.
No, well,
the American way.
I feel like that is the ultimate like Irish way of saying 33.
Oh, the way you say it?
No,
the way I say it?
Yeah, like 33.
I don't know. I get confused.
Because like 33 to me sounds normal.
Yeah. But is that the way to say it in Monaghan?
No, but people would, like the boys who slag me, like 33, you know, like, yeah. I'm like, no, well, I just say it normal. I don't even say it.
Oh, so they slag you even though you're not saying it that
way?
Yeah. I know. They do that a lot too. They'd say things to me and I'm like, I didn't even say that. But I guess in their heads.
But the people who say the Irish accent back to me, none of them can do it.
Nobody can do it.
They appreciate the trying and the effort, but they go full blown like American Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Even actors, like good actors can't do it.
No. Tell me an actor that can actually do an Irish accent.
I can't think of any.
And if anybody says, P.S. I love you.
No, that was bad.
That was terrible.
I have to say, the Scots, you do a terrible Irish accent sometimes, which I'm disappointed with, because there's that guy from the Last Kingdom, and he's probably the closest, but it's still bad.
Yeah, it's not great.
Because it kind of goes in between different...
I feel like it's they try too hard. All you got to do is mumble and shorten stuff. Like, if it's a six-word sentence, just put it to three or four words and mumble it.
Yeah. Or just pick a place that you're... If you're going to do a dub accent, do a dub accent. If you're going to do a northern, don't be like... Dub, then country, then leprechaun, then American.
And then trying to do a northern accent and you're somewhere down in Longford.
Yeah. Ah, the wee... Fuck yeah. I can't even do it.
I know. The funny, my friend Nicky, he texts me like, top of the morning to you. And he'll put no space, so it'll be just all one word. Yeah. Top of the morning to you.
And he's American.
Yeah, he's American. He knows he's only slagging me, like, funny. But I do find that kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't mind though. Yeah, if the slagging's good, you know.
More people need slagging.
They need slagging.
Like us who grew up in like the 90s and early 2000s, like feel like we got the best. One of the best childhoods.
No, not mine. But
North Monaghan was great.
I mean, I know. In fairness,
North Monaghan was great.
No, in fairness, it was good. But I was drunk a lot of it, and we did a lot of drinking, and then it was much better than your parents for sure. Like that's like. We're very lucky that kind of Ireland we grew up in. Like, even like now when with everything going on, I still think Ireland's so much better than the States. Like, I love it here and I have to be here for comedy and stuff. But I feel like here, people are really poor or...
I feel like... How do I say this? I feel like Ireland is poorer than here.
Would you say so?
Yeah. Well, there's a few different aspects of it. Like... People talk about money differently here than compared at home.
Yeah.
Like, $100 here is nothing. Like, you walk out the door, and this is a New York joke where you walk out the door, $100.
No, you're
walk
right.
Walk out the door, $100. Doesn't matter.
It's so true. You I think that's nugget, why I...
Bucks. But at home, €100, like, that's might as well be $1,000.
No, I think you're right.
The difference is massive on that aspect. Yeah. I do think Ireland is a rich country. We just don't see it.
Yeah, and like you're right, things are cheaper, and I feel like I don't know. There's more of a sense of a community, but obviously there's still
we're
like
in New York though.
But like, this is it. But like when I was in Las Vegas and when we drove to Grand Canyon and I saw the shacks people were living in, I was like, fuck, because I've never seen anything like that in Ireland. And then the homeless people as well. Like there's obviously a crisis at home too, but like. It's like really mentally unwell people here in like where you
tell me about it.
Yeah, where you could be just picked up and thrown, or like Leland had a coffee cup thrown at him, and I had never seen that at home, but you never know like the way things go.
Yeah,
but
there's definitely a lot of mentally ill people walking about punching people in the face for no reason
in Ireland. But
no, here.
Oh, here, yeah. But you know what? I think it's just we're all mentally unwell now. It's like maybe you don't
it's
know.
It's common. We're all like functioning alcoholics at home.
Tommy Tiernan's joke. You just send them like you just send people out into the woods, like the mental people. Just let them run free.
From Longford. There you go.
Yeah, we definitely need better mental health services for sure too, but that's across the board. But
that's just
I was gonna ask you something there and I was like, but then what was I gonna ask you? I went off and the slagging. Do you think that as an Irish man over here, because Irish women are slagging and they're roasting, and it's hard, like you never really know if they actually like you or that sort of. Did you find it was easier with American women, and did you prefer the way American women will just compliment you?
Yeah, they love complimenting you,
and like you won't really get that from us.
So right, there's a few points to this question. Just on the compliment part, right? So there's a girl I know, and she loves giving compliments. Irish males do not like compliments.
Okay.
We do not know how to function when people compliment us.
Yeah.
Like, we don't.
I mean,
like,
it's the same with Irish women.
Like, we're brought up, like, this is where, you know, when you're brought up in Ireland, you're taught to not boast. You don't be the big-headed asshole. Like, if you're like, oh, I'm deadly, and the boys will not be long telling you, sit the fuck down.
Yeah, yeah, know? And your parents.
And it doesn't matter, like, in this thing, especially with, like, the sports, right? If you're captain or you got the man of the match, you scored like 1-6 in the final, whatever, doesn't matter, you can't go around saying that. You have to wait for the other boys to say that for you. That's just the way it is. Whereas over here, you see like the NFL players or the college athletes and that, they're like, I'm the best receiver in the country, I'm going to go number one, I'm worth this much, you gotta pay me all this money, blah blah blah. And Irish boys are like, sit the fuck down.
Yeah. You know?
So
it's so true.
If just on the compliments part, like, Irish fellas just don't know what to do. Like, all you gotta say is like, thank you, like, I appreciate that, but like, we're not brought up that. We just don't know. It's like we just malfunction from the inside out. But what was your question? Was,
well, just
on slagging,
but just on the compliments part, that is really true, because I feel like if someone's like, oh, congratulations, and you're special to me, and the way you should respond as an Irish person is like,
it was not,
just threw it up there, and they're like, oh, well, it has a lot of whatever, and you're like, oh, and but then they're like, stop, I'm complimenting.
They're like
why are you being like that? And I'm like, because I'm being humble. And they're like, just fucking say thank you, you weirdo. And like, they're not wrong to an extent, because I had to really teach my, like, Leland was really annoyed with that when we first started dating. Like, he'd be like, you're so beautiful. And I'd be like, why are you lying? Like,
shut up, will
you? You're not with Beyonce. Like, what are you? And then he'd be like, why are you beat? That's like, why are you being rude?
You go dumb again. Would you shut up, will you?
Yeah, he probably thinks, like, when I fight with him, he's like, who is this demon? Because I'm like, fucking stay here. Get the fuck out of my gap.
You're lovely and lipstick now when you're mad. You're shut the fuck, will you?
Oh, I'm like Jacqueline Hyde. Okay, wait, that answers my questions. You'd feel uncomfortable, because I think Irish women feel like that too. But we always think as well that that's why I always thought, like, because Irish men always go for American women over here. But maybe it's because you get away with more, whereas Irish women wouldn't let Irish men. Yeah. And whereas the American women are like, oh, whatever, he sounds lovely.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, there's pros and cons to both.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, as an Irish lad coming over, I feel like it's a lot easier to get non-Irish women, because like, the Irish girls don't put up with your shite, like, and it is like fascinating for American women just with the accent, because it's exotic. It's like, even the women who are tanned, right? You go to Ireland, like, you walk into anywhere, every Irish fella is just gonna go, "Oh my god," we're not used to seeing that.
Yeah.
So it's the same over here, where it's like, if they think of, like, if you were an American, you went up through school and college and that, and you were just talking to all Americans, then even Irish lad walk in, you're like, you know.
And Irish lads are crack. They're
and
the banter.
That's the thing. You see, we sound different, but we are actually great time. Like,
So
compared to, as you can imagine, like the Chad and the Brad and stuff, American, you know, New York douchebags who'd be going up here. So, like, if you're a woman, which are you going to go with, you know? So I think there's pros and cons to both. Personally, like, I feel like, I don't really date that many Irish women. And the thing is, like, if I wanted an Irish woman, I could have just went home.
You're
here. Not saying I'm never going to or not against it. It's just the way it's been so far. And for me, like, the attraction is, like, the non, like, more exotic type of thing. But yeah, like, it's, I think there's definitely pros and cons to both.
How do they let you away with your shit more than Irish girls? Would you explain to the American listeners?
Now, let them wait. What kind of shit now?
Well, I just feel like Irish women just, like, have a good bullshit detector or whatever.
Oh,
or they'll be like, I'm not fucking dealing with that. Whereas I think
American girls have been told more to be more chill. Maybe sometimes they're like, oh, that's fine, I'll see you once a month. And and they're a bit more like, oh, you were drinking all night, that's grand. But I don't know, I think maybe they're like that at the start. Yeah. But maybe I'm generalizing, because now I'm thinking about some of my American friends and they don't put up with bullshit. But I don't know, there's something about, I feel like maybe Irish girls know more, they can tell more when you're bullshitting as an Irish lad.
This is a thought now, I want your take on it. Do you think that there's more Irish males here who have non-Irish girlfriends compared to Irish girls here having non-Irish boyfriends? I think the males have more like American girlfriends.
Yeah, I think the Irish women would prefer
an Irish guy, yeah.
Definitely. I think what the problem here is American men are shite. When you ask them, by the way, for any of the listeners.
They're going to need a little therapy now after
that. Yeah, they're going to bring that. Be like Katie Boyle Katie from the Boyle. Shift podcast. Yeah. I think it is? Okay, so, and it's not that American men are shite, because obviously I'm with an American man and he's lovely. Yeah. But I think what it is that Irish women are brought up on banter. Irish men are brought up on banter. Yes. The crack, the slagging. So what happens is, Irish men go off with American women and American women like, this crack is great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll kind of put up with other stuff because this crack is so much fun. And you know, whatever, if he's been a bit cheeky or whatever, I'll kind of put up with it. Yeah. And he drinks a lot, but I'll put up with it because he's good crack.
Yeah.
Whereas Irish women are the crack, are the banter, and then the American men aren't really used to that. Yeah. And then they're like, why are you being mean to me? Or they're not really bringing something to the...
They don't understand the crack, so then they turn mean and stuff like that. But I want to say this as well. The Irish girls that are here are fucking bananas. The ladies footballers. And you don't argue me. You know yous are. They're far worse than the men.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if the men win like the football over here, like, yeah, they'll go on the beer for 2 or 3 days. The fucking women will go on it for a week. Like, there's no stopping you.
And that's probably too, maybe as well, then American men can't put up with us either.
There's a wee bit of that too.
So that's probably it as well, because like, I remember when we first got together, we drank a lot and we stayed at a bar and an Irish guy let us do a lock-in. This is me and Leland. And he told me later on, he was like, I was really worried that you were a big drinker. And I was like, I don't think I could deal with that.
No.
He said he was just kind of winging it for that night.
Yeah, yeah.
But he hasn't done a lot. That was 2.5 years ago or longer, and he hasn't done a lock-in since. But I actually
lock-ins
had
are great crack.
I know they are.
They're like a night once in a blue moon.
Yeah, and I like, and a lot, he'd met a couple of my Irish friends and they do drink a lot, and but I don't drink as much anymore, because especially with comedy I had kind of cut it out a long time ago. So I was actually like, oh, I actually don't drink that much, so it worked out fine. But I know he wouldn't be able to, or he goes home a lot and I stay out if I am, which he's fine with, but he's like, you can't expect me to stay out. So if it was like an American guy who's a bit like jealous or whatever,
that wouldn't work.
They'd be like, no, you gotta come home with me. It just wouldn't work. So I wonder, you're right, there's probably that element as well. It's just two different cultures.
Massively. And I don't know if we're like even the best people to be talking about, because like, I don't drink that much either.
Yeah,
because obviously I'm in fitness and like that's my job, and it now like as I've gotten older, it definitely fucks me a lot more, even sleep and stuff. And I'm, when you're trying to run businesses and that, and you have a lot of meetings in the morning, and you go for a few beers the night before, and you don't sleep, and you're waking up and you're groggy, and you're not creative or thinking properly, it can definitely fuck with you. So I'd try not to drink as much, or if it is drinking, it'll be on for a reason. Like if I was meeting somebody, or even if I was out on a date with somebody. But it has to have a reason or a purpose behind it. So like, even there, like this conversation about the going out and the beer and stuff like that, I haven't really did that much lately.
Like,
you know, obviously with the footballer lads and that, when I first came out here, because I'm here 7 years now, and it's great crack. When
I
first
know.
Came over, we're like,
well, she'd black out so much because the measures are so much bigger than Ireland, so you wouldn't
just
even
throw them out at you too.
I know it was too much for an Irish person. It's literally like, it's
that's
just
why the J1s are so good, because you come out here and it's just like hell for leather for the especially the summer, like those 3 months, like you've no worries, you've no like you just get up and go to work, and it's not even like you're really working, you're just there. And it was bananas.
You know what I'm thinking now as well, do you know, I think it's the feelings thing too, whereas American women would say that men don't go to therapy, and then they come on a first date and they talk about their feelings, and I found that really hard, because it was always a therapy session.
Yeah,
whereas with Irish men, they don't tell you your feelings, which can be kind of bad, because you could be with them 2 years and you're like, do you like me?
That's somebody did a joke about that. One of the other Irish comedians was like, oh geez, the Irish are great, aren't they? Great, you know, when they meet the family and the first date and the honeymoons and all, and then you get 2 years in and then you're like, oh, he doesn't talk about the feelings, does he? Yeah. And then you're like actually trying to figure out like what the fuck's going on in that man's brain.
Yeah, that's so it's so true.
Which is true.
Because I think that's probably it. I think that's why Irish girls want Irish lads and Irish American women want and I'm generalizing but Irish lads, because it's just fun, you're just talking about like surface level stuff, yeah. You're having a great time. And that I think American men need to maybe go to therapy and not be bringing it on first dates. So I think that's the correlation.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
Because right. You just sometimes you don't want to talk about your feelings for the first 6 months.
That is, yeah. Sits down. Hi, my name's Daniel. Tell me all your feelings.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like I'm just because I was trying to think back like to all my first dates with Americans here, and it was like, yeah, my dad didn't talk to me as a child. And I'd be like, God, that's awful. But you know, and then like...
Yeah, be like, oh, geez, that's bad. And any other crack, no.
Yeah, and I remember the two Irish lads I dated, like, just like pissed up, great time. I mean, one of them was a raging alcoholic. So after 3 months, I was like, this isn't going to work.
No.
But yeah.
Somehow made it functioning.
No, he didn't. While we were dating, he lost his job, lost his apartment. So I was like, oh, I'm dating this guy while he's hitting rock bottom.
I need to go. Yeah.
He'd borrowed like a ton of money too, and it was only a few months, so it was bad. It was bad. Anyway, shout out to him. Hi. He's not listening to this. He's probably, I don't know. Anyway, we won't think about what he's. But okay. So compliment. Okay, so that kind of answers the Irish male charm.
I really like it's, and we are very good at it without even like realizing it, because like I've been in a bar and. Full was one of the Irish bars. Shout out to the Blasket, by the way, on 57 Second. It's one of the best bars in the city.
Yeah.
Fact, I think so. But we're up there, upstairs, and full of Irish, and all the Irish lads, football team, Irish women. There's loads of them, and then I had American friends who were over, women, and they were just like getting rubbernecked, like, just like, what is happening, you know? And then they'd only say hello.
Yeah.
And there's
Yeah,
do you know, and we're not even trying. It's just the way it is, and the way we are.
Yeah, you don't even
you know
have to try either. Whereas you have to try a bit more with an Irish woman. Too.
Yes, absolutely. Sure, you go and say hello to the Irish woman. She's like, "What do you want?"
Yeah.
Like, what? Go away. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Or an Irish guy's like, "Oh, that dress looks lovely on you."
Ah, go away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
What does that
you
mean?
You call me fat?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, this made me think of. What was the other thing I was going to say now about Irish dating? Oh, God, I'm actually... Oh, yeah. No, he was there. So I knew a bunch of Irish lads who they like would cheat on their missus.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because they could get so...
Get away with it?
Yeah, I just don't understand if they were... Like, I don't understand how some of them didn't know or... But yeah, they were always cheating and... Now, I wasn't friends with any of their... I was friends with one of them, like, friendly. I'd met her. She was lovely. And I'd only found out that he had cheated after she had, like, divorced him or whatever. But, oh, God, I feel like now that's very obvious who I'm talking about. But anyway.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Well, I'm
so.
Just thinking of any friends listen. But, they probably won't. But anyway, yeah, I think it was just because... they can get so many women that it was hard for them not to give them a pass, but it was hard for that. They weren't getting women like that back in Ireland.
No,
hard for them to stay faithful.
Yeah, that's again a problem, I suppose, boys meet over here when they first come. I feel like there's a process when you come over here, depending how long you stay. There's like your first year, the way I look at it, there's your first year, third year, fifth year, and then I would say 10.
Yeah.
10th year, I'm not there yet. I'm in my seventh.
I'm on my ninth.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair pretty. But that's where, like, the difference, I'm sure you'll agree, that the difference in your first year compared to your third year, compared to your fifth, and then when you're here 10 years, you're like, holy, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like, depends, there's Irish lads who want to better themselves, and I would say there's only a handful that do this, where they actually don't live in the Irish community, they live outside. Like, I live in Manhattan. You know, I don't live up in Mudlawn, or I used to live in Queens and I moved into the city, but then maybe think differently. They don't go out as much, or like they're working in business compared to just working in construction or a bar, because that seems to be the two main things. So I feel like it depends on the time the person's here, how long they're here, and kind of what their surroundings are. Because like, yeah, if they're only over here like a year or two, they're probably living their best life. I don't even know why you'd bother having a girlfriend if you're going out and stuff like that.
And a lot of them too, like a lot of my friends.
or they weren't friends, they were just people I knew, but they were like also undocumented, and they were like, we're just here for as long as we can and make as much money as we can, and then cocaine as they can. Fuck me, they did so much cocaine. I was like, I can't be hanging out with you lads. I don't do cocaine.
Same.
But okay, so you're also in fitness. Can you tell the audience what that means? I know you did Peloton because Leland's sister would watch it. But you obviously don't do that anymore. And that's right. But you have your own business.
I do, yes. Did we even do an introduction?
No.
No.
It's better just to get into it.
That is
chats.
True.
I don't know what.
Hello, everybody. My name's Daniel McKenna.
I usually do a little intro before, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just fucking
straight forward, straight in, okay, somebody. Yeah.
Keep them on their toes.
Yes, right. We'll play the episode. Who's she talking to? I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go along.
Well, sometimes I do an intro after.
Yeah,
okay. I do like a little like, hi, everybody.
At the end?
No. I add it to the top.
I'll
add it to the top.
I hear you.
I'll be like, this is what this episode's about. But if it's like a repeat guest or something, like I didn't do it for last week's episode because they've heard him before. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, go ahead.
So I am... personal trainer here in the city. My agent tells me to say celebrity personal trainer, so I'm
celebrity.
But this is the boasting part again that I mentioned earlier. She has to tell me to say this because Irish people, we don't want to say that.
But what can you say? What celebs you do?
Fran from Chicks in the Office is one of the clients.
Chicks in the Office.
Yeah.
What's Chicks in the Office?
It's a podcast.
Wow.
Barstool podcast.
Okay.
And then there's one or two other celebrities that I don't really. Like, not really supposed to say it.
That's exciting.
So, anyway, so I'm a personal trainer here in the city. I used to work for that company that you mentioned earlier. now I'm out on my own, have my own fitness app, the Irish Yank app. Irish Yank Fitness app, check it out.
Irish In Fitness.
Irish Yank.
Irish Yank Fitness.
Irish Yank dot app. If you look it up, Google.
I'll put it in the description.
Thank you very much. I have my own business, the community, Irish Yank Society. I've launched my own foundation this year, which I'm very proud of, Irish Yank Foundation.
And what does that do?
That helps raise funds for my charity back home in Ireland, Ergal Through Special Needs. So there's in the community where I'm from, Ergal Through Special Needs helps community members that have like Down syndrome or any special needs, physical, mental. And they've been a part of the community for 20, 30, 40 years. And
that's
my
amazing.
My mum, who's a PE teacher, shout out to my mum. It's actually her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday. Mommy. I met her. She's gorgeous.
She's lovely. She's the best. I'm very lucky.
Stylish too.
Yes, that's right. So she, obviously me growing up in Ireland, I went to work with mum. So like she would have went, she'd been going to help them once a week for years. So I've been a part of her, knew them for since then. So I want to give back and... the community, the Irish Yanks and me, the last couple of years have raised a load of money over the year, so I wanted to make it official, so we made the Irish Yank Foundation. So we have our big first annual, as I say, or inaugural New Year's Day run this year, January 1st, 2024, which I'm very proud of. It's at home in Ireland, in Emmyvale, where we're from, and it's all virtual across the world as well. So we have a lot of people running it. America, a few in Dubai, Australia.
Where do they run in America? Like
just wherever. It's virtual.
Oh, so you can just go for a run. That's really cool. Yeah. So you could be just running along the river here.
Yeah. So a few people here in New York and that will be running and stuff. But it's like the Irish Yank community that I've created and that I wanted to do something for them as well. But
that's
that
so
they can
great.
Give back. So yeah, the Irish Yank Foundation, New Year's Day run, check it out. Yeah, I have the app and do a bit of photography on the side.
Look.
So.
Is this really for me?
Yeah, that's for you.
As a present?
It is. That's your Christmas present.
Thank you, I love it.
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
This is amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you've loads of skills.
Yeah, so. But yeah, that's...
It's going to look great in
here. That's kind of me, yeah. Did a few summits this year. 9 of them, to be exact.
And the summits, that was where people did the classes?
Yeah, so I did... in-person events over weekends. I did them in 9. I did 9 of them this year. 8 different cities.
And what do you teach people? How
foundational movements and how to work with kettlebells, like the foundational introduction to kettlebells. So it was good. 2 days, just, you know, got to see a lot of the community, Asian community across the country.
Yeah.
My last one was in San Diego. That place is paradise.
Is for parties?
It's paradise.
Oh, paradise. Yeah. I've been to San Diego.
It's phenomenal. La Jolla is just like...
I wish I had more time though, because we got stuck in traffic and we were only there for a day. So...
I wouldn't even say that's a full-on visit. Like, that's just...
No, we didn't. I need to go back for sure.
It is. It was lovely now. But yeah, that's kind of me. And then I have my dog, Dougal, who's really the star of the show.
Dougal.
Two-year-old Rottweiler, for anybody who doesn't know.
He was like, can I ring him? Or no, you didn't say can, but you were like, will I bring Dougal? And I was like, I think he'll eat the cats.
I always think the cats would be more at him than he would. Like, he wouldn't, no, but he's either. He wouldn't really. Oh, look at this. Is that like a fishing rod with the...
Yeah, this is so funny. I think they're passive aggressive because sometimes they'll play with their toy the way a human would.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, cats are wild. they're just...
Look at him now, like he's using it like a human. Yeah.
Did you ever hear the saying, look at him with the back up, stretching the back. Do you ever hear the saying, the difference thoughts between a dog and a cat?
No.
So a person goes over to a dog and pets the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog thinks, oh wow, that's God.
Yeah.
You know, he likes me, he's petting me.
Yeah.
And the cat, when you go to pet a cat, the cat thinks, oh, the human, that person's petting me, I am God.
Oh yeah, that's so true. Yeah, he definitely thinks that. I just want to check my notes to make sure what else I wanted to ask you, but he definitely thinks that he owns this house, and because he won't let me sleep past 11 a.m.
Dougal will be a bit late.
And like Leland would have already fed him, so it's not like he needs food.
No, they're nearly like self sufficient. Like,
yeah, wild. He's just like, no, this is. I guess he's like maybe an anti-depression cat.
Yeah.
I have workout stuff.
Workout stuff.
Irish men get hot women here.
They really do. I will give a shout out to all the Irish lads. Like, it's like
some of them as well. Like, I'm sorry. They're like, I knew lads who were like not treating their girlfriends that great. Like at home wouldn't have gotten a girl half as good looking. But
it is, you know, we'll show
you. Accent privilege. Yeah. That's what I wrote down here.
It's like a secret gateway, nearly. Like, your boys are shooting, so punching way above their level, like with women over here. It is phenomenal.
I think that's a good tip for the American men listeners. Kind of like be the crack on a date. Keep your problems hidden for a while.
Yeah, for a wee while.
And maybe put on an Irish accent.
If you can do it, but if it's really bad, don't bother. Like, you might embarrass yourself.
Ask women how they are, you know. Like, tell a good story. No sad story. No, my dad hasn't spoken to me in 30 years. Keep that for 6 months. Keep that for the I love you.
Yeah. I feel like that's a... Well, I don't know about other Irish lads, but, like, that's a big statement in my eyes.
Which, I love you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Irish lads don't say it for a while?
Yeah, that's a... Yeah. Like, if I say that, that's fucking...
How long would it take you to say it? Like, could it be long?
Like, how long is long for you?
I don't know. Yeah, 6 months is...
It's a while, isn't it?
Well, I think when you first start dating someone and you, like, have all that honeymoon feeling and you're like, oh, I hope they say I love you. And that's usually 3 to 6 months because you have all those feelings. But then when you're with someone a few years, you're like, that wasn't fucking love.
That's where, to me, it's such a big thing to say that why is 6 months a deadline type of thing,
like, but I think it's just that's between 3 and 6 months. I think that's when you're in that
honeymoon phase for sure.
But yeah, I think it really does take, it's like any good friend, like a real good friend, I find takes like years to become a good friend. And you know, sometimes you can meet these friends and you kind of trauma bond with them, or you just like instantly connect, but it doesn't really like go the distance. Whereas then you'll have really good friends and you realize, Jesus, I've known that person like 15 years, and really talk once a month, but I would consider them one of my closest friends. And I think that's the same with relationships. We try to like speed it up too quick,
because there's, I know, even just for my girlfriends who live here, and they just throw the I love you out like,
oh, to friends.
Yeah, just the way people
I say it to everybody.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't, like, I literally just say it to my mum.
I say it to my friends. I say it to everybody. But my friends, no, my girlfriends in Ireland, when we were growing up, you'd always be like, love you, bye.
Yeah.
And well, like, so.
I mean, that's, again, it was, it's people's prerogative, I suppose.
I guess Irish, it was more like a really love you. Yeah, I'm trying to think, do I have any Irish guy friends? I have Irish guy friends who tell me they love me, for sure. But like, they were probably really drunk.
Yeah, no, see, yeah, that means so much to me that I don't, like, yeah. I wouldn't.
I guess it's a person by person.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say so. But yeah, that's like a big, big thing for me.
Yeah. Have you said it to any girl?
Not recently, no.
Oh, that's exciting then, one day. Well, so any girl listening, just, if it's not a year, if it's up until a year, just hold out, okay?
But that thing, like, I, even just for me, because I've so, I'm so busy now, like, with,
yeah,
the time is my biggest commodity. So, like, if I am talking to somebody or seeing somebody, like, it means a lot, type of thing.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's probably the difference with me now compared to a couple of years ago. I'm very picky.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have a lot going on. I'm not just,
you don't,
like,
want any distractions.
Not really, yeah. And then it matters a lot to me if you meet my family.
Yeah.
Like, if you, and then you obviously have to travel home to meet, yeah, them as well. Now, obviously, mum was out here, so, like, you make it lucky if she's visiting and, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, if you meet the whole family and that, like, it's a big thing for me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Americans will have you meet the family before, like, way before Irish have you meet the family. Unless, yeah, it could be different if you're dating someone from the same town. But I feel like here they're way more loose with that. Like,
yeah,
like Leland's family, like, his mom got my phone number like 3 months into dating. Yeah. And that was like, I was like, oh, well, this is a lot.
Yeah.
But like, she's lovely. But I just, it was such a culture shock. Yeah. I think you were saying about the, oh, you know, as well, like with busyness and stuff like that, like, mm-hmm, I'd be very busy and comedy would be a priority. And then move, you know, I left my country and stuff like that. But I actually found being in a relationship with someone who's supportive. And I did, like, I find that a lot of people would be like, oh, I need to not be in a relationship because it's going to take away from,
yeah,
what
I
I'm doing.
I have a thought on this, yeah.
But I actually found it helped what I was doing because I have a supportive partner. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, being in a relationship does actually stop me drinking as much, mm-hmm, even though I quit drinking as much before. I drink way less, mm-hmm, and there's not as much FOMO about going to events and stuff, mm-hmm, so I actually come home more, which means I have more energy to do more work, mm-hmm, and I have a support system. Like, if someone's annoying me in comedy, I can go to him. It's a safe space.
Yeah.
I can talk about it, and then, you know, I'm not getting dragged into, I don't know, I feel like it really helps me with comedy. Yeah. And I feel like I've gotten so much more successful since I've been in a relationship. So I think, sure, being with the Leland. Yeah, no, definitely, Leland's great, and he helps so much. He knows I'm so busy, like, mm, he'll do the laundry, or he'll, because he's just not as busy, so, yeah, he really, like, will pick up if I'm like ran off my feet. He'll be like, don't worry, I've got this.
Yeah,
and like, good. I'll do things like, I'll be like, oh, let me pay for the laundry or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And, or, you know, but he's really, it's definitely like a partnership, for, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that, you know, as you said there, like, you know, you have to go be successful and then you'll find somebody to whatever.
Yeah.
I definitely, I do think there's a part of that, for sure. And then my thought is, I instead of having, like, you know, a girlfriend, it is a partner. Like,
yeah,
it is somebody who you can grow with. And even there, like, my own thoughts, like, it's all great and well having success, but if you don't have anybody shared with, then,
yeah,
what the fuck's the point? So,
exactly,
there's a wee bit of that there. Not that I'm ultra successful yet. We're getting,
yeah,
there.
But
we're
on
heading
the road.
There.
We gotta take the American attitude.
I know we're heading there, but it obviously would be great that, you know, once the success is there, there's somebody to celebrate it with. And I do think, like, people are like, oh, you can't, like, date somebody and that and try to be successful. You have to get one and then get the other. I do think you can do both at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's where it really depends on the partner, because it's so obvious if the person is right or wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, if you're trying to be successful and they're like, oh, well, I want to go get dinner. And you're like, no, well, I have to fucking do this show, get ready for the show.
Yeah.
If they're not, like, supporting you, let me go get dinner so you can, right, get ready for your show. Like, the difference in those two is,
absolutely,
you know. So if that's happening to somebody out there, and that if you're going out with somebody who's the first person, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and you have to be, like, really strict with that, because I remember years ago hearing about, like, a female friend in comedy whose
A guy was dictating like who she performed with or what podcast, just out of like jealousy and his own insecurity. But I was like, you gotta get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Whereas I was like I'm thinking about that now, and like I know who like Leland slept with in comedy, and if any of them were like, we need to do a podcast, I'd be like, fucking do it, just don't let her blow you.
That's
just me joking, because they're not gonna they've done that. If anything, she's less of a worry than any other girl. They got that out of the way. So it's like, you need someone who's gonna, especially for women in comedy, it's such a weird one, because every man wants to be a comedian, so a man could be kind of jealous. You could date a comedian who's jealous of your success, or a regular man who's like, but I want to be the funny one. So there's like a lot of layers to it. So I'm lucky that I did get someone who's just fucking chill.
It definitely makes a big difference. For sure. Yeah, that whole jealousy thing's wild.
Yeah.
To me, like.
Yeah, people get jealous. Mm-hmm. But that's why they gotta go to therapy. Because jealousy is normal to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But if it's like,
you can't let it control you.
Yeah, like we have a really good relationship, because like Leland will come home and be like telling me like if someone was like flirting with him and stuff, and I'm like, good for you, like
go on, you're
my it makes him like kind of. And I remember Tori saying this years ago about a boyfriend and being like, I was like, oh, she was like, yeah, I love when I see Tori Piskin, but she's like, I love when I see someone like chatting my boyfriend up at the bar, and I was like, really, why? And then she was like, because it's like a reminder that he's attractive. And like now, when like if Leland says someone messaged him, I'm like, oh yeah. Like, like he's not gonna do anything. That'd be so much effort.
That's true. But that's where the trust comes into it too. Like that's in just on my in my thoughts, is if I am with somebody, or if I if you do become my girlfriend type of thing, it's like once I say, right, you know, I'm here, like you have 100% of me. Like that's, you got nothing to worry about. Like, you could put me in a room with 100 women, like, you good, like there's no sweat there. You can go out, I'm trusting you, so you can go out and do whatever you you know, because I have 100% trust in you. But you break that once, like that's it, like bye.
It's hard. I do.
That's just my own opinion.
Esther Perel says you can come back from an affair, but I don't even want to test my brain with
that.
Don't even put me through the mental gymnastics of that. It's a hard one, because I feel like the trust thing is so you can, oh, you know what, I'm having a couple of pints, I'm going to stay out. Oh, there's a lock and I'm staying out. Yeah, grand. Then if you say like, oh, I slept with someone, then anytime you're going to do that, you probably will never do it again. But then your partner will be like, I don't really trust, like they'll be worrying, or it just.
But my, like I'm just black and white. Like I'm like, if I can go with somebody and you slept with somebody else, like that's not how this works. Like, so. Enjoy, bye bye. Like that's it. No,
exactly. Like, and then I think, I don't know. It's mad. I think people make mistakes, but I think if you are making a mistake,
perfect, absolutely.
Yeah, if you do sleep with someone else, there's a reason why. And even if you feel the kind of feeling, like you're like, oh, that person is attractive, maybe be like, maybe there's something going on in my relationship. I need to go home and work on it.
What was it? I learned that. So, men, women, if a man cheats on a woman, it's just sexual desire. Like, he just literally wants to have sex. That's it. There's no emotional.
Yeah.
Or to an extent. Could be emotional, but the majority of it is just, they just wanted sex. If a woman cheats on a man, it's emotional.
Yeah.
Like, that man's gone. Like, she has left the building. Like, if she has to go with that, because that's where she's not just looking for sex. That's an emotional connection that woman wants. That's what I've learned. So the difference is, if man cheats, it's just for that one thing, whereas if a woman cheats, she's gone already.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, because I do think women have been
completely wrong. Like, look at me over here talking like I'm a fucking therapist.
no, but I mean,
these are all my opinions, folks. Take it or leave it. A big pinch of salt. We're two fucking Irish people living in New York. Like,
it's generalizations. Everything I say about America is generalizations. Yeah. I'm talking about New York specific and the couple of people I interact with. But no, I think with women too, that they are brought up to talk about their feelings more, so they're more likely to go, oh, I guess I, like, let's say if you're a woman who's like a high sex drive and you want to have sex with multiple people, but you like this person, you are more likely to go, I want to do an open relationship before cheating. I think
that whole open relationship is bizarre to
but
me,
my like, point is, I think men are more likely to go, I don't want her to sleep with someone else, but I can do this. Because I remember a guy friend being like, no, he's not my friend anymore, but he was like, oh, he was bringing around his girlfriend, but he was talking about on stage he was cheating on her. And I was like, that's crazy. Why are you doing that? You can't be like, A, don't cheat on her, or B, like you're talking about on stage and you're bringing her around.
Yeah.
Now she would never be on. He would never talk about it on a show that she was there. But I was like,
no.
Like people are gonna say it to. And he, I was like, why don't you just be in an open relationship? And he was like, no, men can treat sex like the gym, women can't. Which now, he went on to go be in an open relationship. So that's good because that's like unfair. Of course, women. There's a lot of women who want to be in an open relationship. I also couldn't do it, but because I haven't got the fucking energy, or the mental gymnastics to be able to separate feelings from sex. But I think, yeah, like any women that I've known that, because women do cheat too, but it's more because they weren't getting what they wanted from their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be emotional or even sexual, and that partner, they'd try to talk about what they want and they'd pull back, and then they kind of just cheated in a moment of weakness and then realized, yeah, this is what I'm missing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's definitely more elements to it, but I think because women are better communicators, yeah. Or maybe just because men just, I don't know, yeah, maybe, yeah, because they're just like, I need pussy.
Well, that's there, like that's just a one thought that I had on it, or what I'd learned was that difference,
yeah,
in men and women cheating. But like I've been in a relationship, not this is the thing, like I know a few women who are not great communicators.
Yeah. Like, no, of course. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that it's not all.
And right.
It's mad that like I was in a relationship where I was the communicator.
Yeah.
I sent something, you know.
And was it an American girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think though they do have a leg up on men just from our generation. Because men were told, you can punch a wall, and women were allowed to cry, maybe.
Yeah, like, what are you, men? What are you crying for?
Yeah, I think. But I feel like Irish women would be, what are you crying for as well?
Yeah.
But still, I still think, like, you know, there was more of a, like, you can express your feelings a little bit more, but not fully in Ireland. It was still kind of like, okay, get over it.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, if Irish people at home, if they're in a relationship, they just... The both of them avoid it.
I think
so. And then
so.
They just like come back like, right, just let's just not talk about it.
Or talk about it when you're drunk and yeah. Then the next day you're like, did we hit all the points?
Yeah, all right, we're good. Like, right, let's move on. Like, yeah. I feel like that's definitely...
Gen Z is getting better though, do you think? I think the younger generation Irish will get better.
I don't know. I feel because I've been away now for so long that I've...
Yeah, we're talking about in Ireland that's like seven, nine years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. And that's the thing, like, we grew up going out nights out where there was no phones. Like, well, there was phones, but you weren't fucking documenting.
Yeah. There was no... you could get away with doing
like
stuff.
Like, the stuff, man, that we were getting away with. Now, like, you wouldn't get away with it, like.
Yeah, and you'd drink
the
in
the house
woods,
parties, like, walking home from house parties, like, obviously, rural Ireland, like, you'd go fun party and then you go stay at your friend's house down
you
the road.
You walk through the woods.
Literally, like, and just the fucking around, like, and then, but I know I have cousins who are younger than me, and like their teenage years was COVID, like.
Yeah, yeah, same with my
sisters.
Imagine
that, like, you 2-3 years there that you couldn't go out and have the crack, like.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like that was.
Yeah, and then that makes
bad,
everything
like,
as well more like let's take pictures to talk to people or video. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's more of a technological. Yeah.
No, that was I felt bad for them.
I'm I like, know.
The crack we had growing up was unreal.
Yeah, like I said, I don't remember a lot of it. I was very drunk.
Well, we obviously had a lot of football, and I played a lot of football when I was growing up, so.
Yeah. Do you play football here?
Nah, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not anymore.
And so you only train celebs, you don't train regular people?
No, I do, yeah.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay, so some regular person could be listening to this, and they might get some training.
You never know. My time again this time I only have a handful of clients because of my other time
commitments. That's so great. You're actually, you are a success story.
Well,
because when you came over here, did you have a job or?
I was an electrician.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I transitioned in what?
I mean, electricians are fucking brilliant as well, but like still to kind of jump out of a different field in the States and then start from nothing.
Like when I did move from the electrical to the fitness, like when I went home at Christmas, trying to explain that to the folks linked to Irish people, like, oh, you left an electrician job. Yeah. It's a great job. What
great job,
wrong,
great money, security.
And they're like, you want to be a personal trainer? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the fuck?
So how long have you been doing the personal training?
Since 2018, mid 2018.
So 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was the same. I came over to do art and then I started comedy, you know, within the first year here. And same, people were like, but you got an internship at MoMA. Like, I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Like, you were already doing something that was kind of mental.
Yeah.
But you got, like,
you got like an internship in one of the best art, and I was like, yeah, but I hate it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I think that's that was, and so then you went from that to Peloton.
Yeah, I started teaching classes in New York, actually just around the corner on 16th and 6th. I started teaching classes there in 2019. COVID happened. I was teaching classes outside in the park and posting social media, and then they found me through that. So my, again, this is the American coming out in me, but a proud moment was I taught my very first class in fitness in New York City in January of 2019.
Yeah.
And I started with Peloton in January of 2021. So in 2 years.
Yeah, that's so amazing. I hope Shauna, my friend Shauna, listens to this, because she's been on talking about fitness and she does it in Australia too, but she's the same. She started over there, and she's been here doing like she came to New York to do the like fitness competitions, you know, like the workout or the What's modeling ones. Shauna Doyle.
Oh, I do know her.
You too?
Yeah.
Did you meet her here?
No, I didn't meet her. I think I follow Shauna on Instagram.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, I hope she follows. I'm sure she knows.
No, yeah, I think I know who you're talking about now. Sorry.
Yeah. But she similar kind of world, like similar world and similar story. But yeah, I feel like a lot of Irish, when you leave, that's kind of the nice thing about leaving, because then you get to be like, actually, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
Because it can be very like at home, do this, and
it's
you know, and anything outside of the box can be like a little scary like that. You are going to, that's nearly the negative thing of slagging. You know?
You can, yeah, well, that's just Irish culture. Like, yeah, if you're different at
you
all.
Think you want to be a slag? Who the fuck do you think you are? You're getting up on stage telling jokes?
Literally, you're wearing a coloured hoodie. Look at you wearing that fucking coloured hoodie. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, God
yeah, you go out, like, literally, yeah, you'd have to think about everything. You're going out, like, with a beanie on. They're like, oh, you're a beanie person now.
You can see the way I have these rolled up. Like, what are you rolling your bottom of your trousers up for? Yeah. But that's, again, that's why we're, like, that's the Irish culture. Like, that's why we can take a joke, like, you know, and that's why we can
You could be
that.
Literally a gay man, and you could go out with your pants rolled up, and they'd be like, ah, yeah, that's fucking gay. And you'd be like, I am a gay man. They're like, ah, but that's not what I mean.
That's not what I meant. Yeah. And that's the joke. That is like the funny jokes about us. We're not slagging you because you're actually gay. It's just, Classic Ireland people. Classic Irish.
But yeah, so, okay. And then, yeah, no, that's great. That's so, for anybody listening, follow your dreams.
Yeah, it is mad that that's.
And now you have your own company. And you're a celeb personal trainer. It is amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, when I get more successful, I'll send all the celebs.
Absolutely, please. Thank you. Well, Des Bishop there, I've used to train with him there because he travels a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Are you still doing
it? No, well, because he travels a lot, and then obviously.
He's doing it with his wife.
Hannah, yeah, she's come crack, isn't she?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's very funny. The two of them, the pair of them are hilarious. Like,
they are. They're
very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fucking me, you know.
Is there anything else you want to promote before we go?
Join my fitness app, everybody, and take the New Year's Day run.
Is it expensive to join your fitness app, or is it free?
No, it's fucking peanuts. It's so peanuts. Cheap. Okay. It's only $100 for the year.
That is really good.
So cheap. $100
for
the year.
What does it? Okay, explain quickly before we go. What does it do? You have the app, and it goes, work out now.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. So if you have the app, like you have the TV here, like you can connect it to your TV and play, so it's follow along classes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it's me working out with you, so you can follow along with me. And then there's also programs that I, like if you want to go to a gym, I do weekly gym programs as well as kettlebell programs. So we have a couple of things in the works for next year, for New Year, that I'm very excited about, and partnerships and all of it, so... it's very exciting, you know, and that's just the thing, being over here, like there's no stopping you, like you can just, if you want to do something, you can do it over here, like.
Yeah, and you can make money from the wildest things. You are right in that thing about when we said earlier, but I just think the only thing, you can do whatever you want in America, but you can also fail really.
Oh yeah, there's massive.
They'll let you just fucking roll down to that bottom of that
like
hill.
New York City will chew you up and spit you out. Like everybody's heard that. Like everybody has heard somebody say that, or in a movie or whatever it was. And it is so true.
Yeah, I've heard about Irish people here. I remember one Irish person who like froze to death. But because they'd come over and the drinking culture, and you ended up with addiction issues and got lost in the...
You can go both ways. You can definitely go big or go home.
Yeah, that's why I'm a big saver, because I'm terrified of this city. Like, Leland would find money around the place here. he bought me a safe because of it. So if you try to rob us, don't, because we have a safe now.
And they have cats.
And we have cats. Madra will fuck you up. But yeah, so...
congratulations to you as well on all your success and your shows and your
stop.
All that stuff.
Thanks. No, it's going well. It's going well. So lucky. Yeah, but like that, yeah, you can work hard and things can happen and you can kind of do, yeah, if you put in the work, it does pay off here.
Yeah, I feel like there's a few more, correct me if I'm wrong now, but like there's a few more Irish people doing well here over the last couple of years in different sectors other than just bar work and construction. Like my good friend Shane Boyle, shout out to Shane.
He's a realtor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing really
he's
well.
He's the fucking man. He is the man.
And Sophie.
Me and him be very, Sophie.
Coghlan.
Sophie Coghlan, yeah. She's crushing as well. She's climbing that ladder. She's doing a lot of events now. Big ones. She's like one of the main people with the Irish concert and like companies over here and in America. But even just ones in fashion and stuff. I'm really trying my best with names and stuff. Like I try not to talk negatively about myself. Like, because if you say you're bad at remembering names, you're gonna be bad at remembering names. Very good faces, but I feel like there's a lot more people doing well in different sectors, whether it's fashion or art or entrepreneurship, and they're Irish.
Yeah.
Over the last year or two, they've kind of really blown up.
Oh, I feel so annoyed that I can't remember this girl's name. Anyway, she was a fashion person.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. But yeah, and it's great to see. And I feel like there's I try to even just shoot them a DM, like, you know, you're doing great. Keep flying that flag. And even then with the singer, obviously Dermot Kennedy, just like he is. I feel like he is.
I mean, every American knows Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be like, "Do you know Dermot Kennedy?"
Yeah. Like, because you're personally. Irish. Do you know Dermot? I'm like, yeah, because I'm Irish.
Yeah, we're best friends. Besties. But then if you ask Sophie, Sophie's knows him.
Yeah, Sophie does. Yeah.
Yeah, so you never know. They could hit asking the right Irish.
Yeah,
person.
Yeah, I know. And then obviously like the likes of Niall Horan and that there, that's why he's crushing it and that. And there's definitely a lot of more Irish newcomers.
Paul Mescal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's only popped off.
Barry.
Oh my God, stop. Yeah, Tori texts me being like, "Do you know this guy, Barry Cohen? He's so hot." And she'd just seen him in a movie. And I was like, he did pop off. Like, no, she's seen him in Saltburn. She hasn't even seen Banshees in Inisherin. So, yeah.
That is
that's so funny that she's just jumping on the Barry Cohen. It's Cohen, right?
Yeah, yeah. So fair play to Barry as well. Like,
no, there's a lot of great Irish.
And I feel like the Irish people who do travel, like leave Ireland, which is a lot of people leave Ireland to travel and stuff, whether it's here, but the ones who stay and like are doing something different and trying to make it, you appreciate the other people who are successful because you understand that the trouble that you go through to be successful outside of the norm. And I do think there's a bit of like the Irish, like the rising tide raises all boats. At least that's my mentality.
Oh, definitely. Like I think when we were talking about my special, I was thinking, you know, what I want for it is for it to like just go on my YouTube and be like a example of like, what's that word, like it's proof of concept.
Yeah.
But I was saying to the guys who were producing it, I was like, there isn't a lot of Irish women in comedy in the States. There's only two of us that I know in the States. So there's me and Maeve Higgins that are living here full time. And if there's anyone else, please feel free to like message me but I feel like me and Maeve are good to each other. And like, you know, and then let's say with the likes of like, oh, and then there's a comic, Amy Walsh, who's in Vancouver, but there's not.
There's very little.
Like, oh, and Aislinn B, but she's basically in the UK, I feel, with Aislinn.
It's so funny because that's only three female comedians that you've mentioned, Irish. One of them's in Vancouver. There's in like personal training in New York. It was funny because there's you count on one hand the amount of Irish personal trainers in New York City.
Yeah.
So there's me, Marty.
Seamus.
Well, Seamus, yeah.
Yeah, got the eyes.
He has got very, oh, very nice eyes.
I was like, I can't be working out with you. Staring at falling into your eyes.
I know, staring at him. But let's say there's a lot more, there's a few more now, but there was a time where it was, in my head, it was only me, Marty Kelly, Paul McLaughlin, who's from Dublin, so Marty Kelly's from Down. So there was a Monaghan fella, a Down fella, a Dublin fella. He's from Finglas, he's real Dublin.
Yeah.
Take our ham and cheesy, wah. And the three of us are in the same gym. The three of us work together in the same gym. So it's mad that you have, like, what is it, 8 million people in Manhattan alone.
and the only three Irish personal trainers are in the same fucking gym.
It's so crazy. And that's like, even with the thing with like, when you look at like the States or whatever, I'm always like, when if there's any Irish female comics that come over, I always want to make sure that I don't miss the DM or can support them in any way, because
yes,
there's not, yeah, there's just not. Oh, and that's what I was going to say too, like with, I remember when Aislinn B got her Netflix like years ago, she got a 15 minutes Netflix, and so many people messaged me being like, are you disappointed? And I was like, why would I be? She's the first ever female Irish woman, like she's after opening the doors, and like since then they haven't had, there's no full-length comedy special that is an Irish woman on Netflix
until you do it,
I think it's only on Prime, maybe. I don't think there's one on Hulu, I don't think there's one on Peacock, but like you want Irish women to get it, because then it opens the door for us, like what's her name, god, and she's so famous, Joanna, she's big at home, oh my god, I'm blanking on her name,
of comedian,
Joanne McNally. So if Joanne McNally comes here and she sells out in March everywhere, and she goes to every state and she sells out, that is not going to take away from me. That is going to give to me, because then I come in April and they go, we fucking love funny Irish. I can follow that tour and people will come out to me. Yeah. And I hate that idea that thinking like it's raising tides, because people are only starting to know what real Irish people are like.
Are you going to Shane Todd?
I think he said I'm opening for him, but
let's go!
But I don't know what, when. Woo! But he didn't tell me the date, so
it's
I don't.
The 9th.
The 9th?
Yeah, I'm going. I've already got my ticket. I'm fucking telling everyone, I'm like, you gotta go see this guy.
The 9th. Okay, I need to message him and be like, wait, where is it? I'm gonna put
is it Chelsea Hall? No. Radio? No, Chelsea Hall, is it? No.
I don't know. I'm just.
Radio?
I gotta circle back with him and be like.
Yeah, so if this is gonna, be out before then, is it?
I don't know. Because I have like 3 episodes in the bank, but I want to get yours out before your run. So.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. But anyway, like Shane Todd's coming over, and he's a comedian from Belfast, and he is hilarious.
He just said, I'm doing America next week. If you're free, would you come open? I said, thank you so much. Hope you're doing well too. What day? I'd love to.
So yeah, I'm waiting for him to actually message me back as well. Shane, if you watch this, listen, message me back. Anyway, but like, it's great that he's doing a US. Canadian tour, like fair fucks.
No, he's killing it. He's amazing.
And that's where, obviously, with the help of social media, a lot more Irish people are doing well. Yeah. You know, obviously because of it. And like I remember, I went and seen you. Was that 2 years ago now?
Yeah,
2 years ago when I see you, and like you're crushing it since. You know, so like, obviously, I feel like there's a lot more. Even the Irish trainers, as you said, when people DM you, like. There's one fella, Cody, who messed me, and he has come out now, and he's working with personal trainer. He got into a gym, whatever, mutual friends of mine, so we got him hooked up there. But I always say, like, if you are somebody coming out and you're looking to train, like, message me, I'll see what I can do. It is a very hard market to get into. Like, the personal training is very saturated, but that's where the Irish accent comes in handy, because it differentiates you immediately.
It's so funny because Athira Yacoub, she works as a dietitian and a nutritionist.
Who?
She's just a comedian, she's also works as these. She's a Palestinian comedian, but when we were in Ireland, she goes, oh, so I helped that girl, and that girl Katie, and I set her up, and I've been working with her, and she was like, so what, was she a cousin? And I go, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And she was like, Katie, like months ago you told me this Irish girl, I presume she was like it's grand, I've looked after her, but do you not know who this person is? And I was like, I've no clue, because like with the Irish, you kind of just help any Irish.
It is.
Just send them
like,
over.
That's it. Like, you're like, oh, you're Irish. I'm Irish. Like,
and I'm like, I'm, you know what it was? I realized then it was Maeve's friend. I was talking to Maeve's friend, and then I went for coffee with Maeve's friend. Yeah. Absolutely lovely soul. Yeah. And I guess they must have been talking about their sister. And I was like, so I eventually was able, a month later, like it was in November, when I texted Thea being like, oh no, I do know. Yeah. And she was just laughing. She was like, honestly, like, that's so funny. Because like, I really thought this must have been like your little sister or cousin, the way. Yeah. But I mean, that's like a very Irish thing. We're like, oh yeah, I know this person. Let me hook you up.
Like, the 2 points that there. One point is, you know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows everybody in Ireland. Yeah. Especially, like, with the football. So, like, if you played, like, I would say, if you played with county or you went to college, like, because you obviously play with a lot of different fellas who different counties.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Jordanstown, so, like, everybody in Ulster went to Jordanstown, so you kind of know a lot of people. And it's just funny because you travel, like, oh, yeah, you know, I went to college with him, or I know his brother, blah, blah, blah. Like, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, we really do know everybody.
And then another point was, like, we are, like, the most travelled country. Like, was it the most people who've left the country over, like, centuries?
Yeah.
Like, it's facts. You could go to the deepest, darkest corner of the earth. No civilization will ever be there. And Paddy will pop up around the corner. Well, how's it going? What's the like?
We have a pub here.
We have a pub up the road here. You come for a pint.
We get donkeys to bring
up
the Guinness.
We're everywhere. We are everywhere. So it's. I feel like that is... Like, it is... It's funny, like
there is an Irish pub on the highest mountain. Yeah, Everest.
It's the highest pub in the world.
Highest pub in the world. Yeah, and they bring the donkeys up the Guinness. But yeah, wait, what's your Instagram? So I'm sure people already follow you.
The Irish Yank, the Irish Yank. As I like to say, there's only one.
Great. And as you know, I'm at Katie Bull Comic. Please sign up to Patreon / The Shift Podcast. What else? Then Jer Staunton's going to be here for the Dead Rabbit in January. So. I'll make sure to keep an eye out for that. And then Maeve Higgins is doing a Gaza fundraiser show as well, so that'll be at the end of January too. So I'll put that in my link tree as well. But other than that, love you all. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.